Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Northeast Jefferson County, Kansas. Your one true voice in Kansas. This is the Radio Free Kansas.
This is Call the Candidate 6. October 18th, or is it 19th? Hell. I hope you're having a good weekend. I am the candidate, Mike Cadell, running for the 47th District of the House of Representatives in the State House of Topeka, Kansas. This is a call-in show. We had an interesting talk last night. It's archived last Saturday. And it was on COVID and the spread, particularly from Leavenworth County to, well, it's out here. It's in Jefferson County. There's no way you can escape it. There are ways that you can be polite. And, avoid getting it and avoid giving it to others. Wear a mask. We talked about that last night, too. It's a call-in show. There's the number. Area code 646-71. I know there are people listening. The Blog Talk Radio Network tracks the number of downloads and gives me a really rough approximate geographical place of where the computers are downloading the show. So if you're listening right now, I'll eventually know if you're in this part of the state, if you're listening. They usually don't give me those numbers till after the weekend when the maintenance crew the techies come in. The show, if you don't know about it, it's broadcast 7 days a week, mostly. And it has a regular pre-scheduled program format Monday through Friday. But I hijacked it for the campaign, the weekends, till election day. So I hope not to bore you. And again, the phone number to call in, call in. Don't be so bashful. If you're from Jefferson County, I'm really interested. Or the 47th District up there in Tecumseh. That's just a spur, the spur on the county running into Topeka, Tecumseh. Call in. Area code 646-716-8652. I hope you consider doing it. I'm going to take a musical break and get me a cigar and a cup of coffee, and I'll tell you a few stories, and we'll see how it works out there after that.
nobody can believe that it's you. Paint it live, paint it on, where is the bird of paradise? Everything seems wrong somehow. Oh baby, you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Classified, ultra secret, airport generals only. Ken Hunt, at ease, man, take your seat.
This is General Curtis Goathart. If you are viewing this film, then we are under extraterrestrial attack. Beware, your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating. Listen carefully.
What to do if an alien appears? What?
Drop under the seat of your plane and look away.
Two.
Avoid eye contact.
Three.
If there are no eyes, avoid all contact.
How to identify alleged sightings? What?
Pie plates or as reflections in the atmosphere.
Two.
Dry cleaning bags filled with marsh gas or...
Three.
Mass insanity.
How to inform your wife and others under your command.
Can I freshen that up for you?
I don't know how she got that requisition.
Oh, she gets it. She gets it in the car.
Well, she's not allowed to have it unless she...
Honey.
She's related to the...
Honey, people at the PX, though.
Oh, General?
Honey and men, I have something awesome to reveal to you.
Oh, well, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Two flying saucers have just landed on my plate.
Well... Well, turn away, sir. I'll eat them.
Good day.
Men, our greatest fear is realized. We are under attack from superior consciousness.
The eggs, sir?
They're only the beginning. All right, men. Questions.
Sir?
Yes, Major?
Pass the syrup, General?
It's over here.
That's a good idea, Chuck. But syrup won't stop them.
But,
next.
Sir?
Colonel?
Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
The, eggs, sir?
Let's just call them the phenomena.
Well, if I may respectfully submit, sir, I think you've got your phenomena scrambled, General.
What about my eggs, dear?
Honey, they're in everybody's eggs.
Good Lord.
You're making me cry, General. Perhaps you'd like another cup of coffee to settle down a bit.
Conclusion!
They think he is insane. Yet, he outranks them. His option, command.
What?
He seals off the area.
Two.
Secures the cooperation of local officials.
Three.
Obtains expert scientific assistance.
Four.
Evacuates all government employees.
Five.
And bombs aliens back to stone.
End of film.
That was Farsign Theater and Audio Trip. I had the mute button on. Oh, I'm sure you're not with me anymore. Area code 646-716-8652. Grow a pair, put on your man pants, and call in. I was telling you with the mute button on that when you call the 646 number, the network comes out of New York. So if I ever call you on the show and you see the Bronx on your caller ID, it's Radio Free Kansas, RFK, giving you a buzz from the Bronx. And I was also telling you while the mute button was on, I'm sure, sorry about that, that the music, and like that clip, came from the Internet Archive. And the Internet Archive I discovered about 15, 16 years ago, and was it's full of, it's B with a billion pages of places to go, public domain music, old time music, and the comedy routines, the audio radio, old time radio, all kinds of stuff is at the Internet Archive. And it's all volunteer ran. A lot of people submit their old stuff. A lot of Radio Free Kansas episodes are on there, archived. And now the show here has been in existence since 2007, so we're in our 13th year, and we have over, I think, 3,300 shows logged. And as I was telling you, when the mute button was on, God, I'm sorry about that. That 7 days a week the show's going, and 2 days I hijacked it, I own it. So for the last 2 days, or the last 2 weekends, and this is our show number 6, so three, we're finishing our third weekend of trying to reach out to voters in the 47th district, roughly Jefferson County and Tecumseh, Kansas, and the Tecumseh's in the southwest corner of the county, and it's not part of the county, it's Shawnee, that the show, if you know, it takes about 48 hours, but eventually I know, and there are people, I know you're listening. I know some of you are listening because my network, the Blog Talk Radio Network, tracks and give you an approximate, I don't know exactly who's listening, but geographically. So I know there's people out there that are listening. And you should, don't be so bashful. Maybe, or I don't know what the problem is. We had a great show yesterday, and talking about COVID-19 and the spread from Leavenworth to Jefferson County. It's just next door, and it's here. It's in the county. And like I said, or like the newspaper reported, the Valley Falls school system shut down for a few days, not very long. And the problem is we're infecting our teachers, and the teachers have to go into quarantine. They're infecting students. Students need to go into self-quarantine. The spread, the Kansas City Star had it. Well, you just listened to the show last night. Hey, great guy, brother of mine, called from Leavenworth and talk about it. It's called Uncontrolled Spread. The whole state of Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri are declared uncontrolled virus spread happening right now. And it's not going to go away, folks. The only way you're going to get around this is to be a citizen, wear a mask when you're going to be up close to people or shopping or something like that. That's the best. That's the only way you're helping yourself and others by doing that. And stopping the spread is 90% of the battle, really. So I'm sorry about hitting the mute button. I don't have Tristan with me, my campaign manager, or my treasurer. He's my treasurer. He's not around. Yeah, he's busy right now tonight. So I don't. I'm not. He always catches me when I miss the mute button. I miss turning it on. So, area code 646-716-8652, And here's another clip from Fire Sign Theater. It was a popular radio show, and they actually became, I don't know, I think they were a radio, I don't think, they might have been a radio show before they made albums. I heard of Fire Sign Theater in the mid to late 70s. I think they started in the late 60s, maybe, and they were an instant hit. They used a lot of sound effects, and it's really some classic stuff. Here's a fake commercial for VW.
Calling all coordinates, calling all coordinates. Moon 4 degrees Taurus. Roger. Cancer rising. Roger. 29. Pisces 59. Roger.
This one looks serious, Roger.
You're right. We'd better call Captain Equinox.
Captain Equinox, the deadliest foe of those who attest our ailing democracy. By day, Adolf Tree, a mild-mannered college professor. By night, Kiki, a mini-skirted habitué of Hollywood starstruck Sunset Strip. But twice a year, he's
Captain Equinox.
Today's dumb story spies over Broadway, but first, here's Captain Equinox himself with today's secret coded message.
Okay, Solstice Squad, get your pencil and paper ready and listen up. You can buy a car, rent a car, or have your car serviced at Jack Poet Volkswagen in Highland Park at 5944 North Figueroa off the Avenue 60 exit of the Pasadena Freeway. Got that down?
If you don't have your decoder, tear off the top of your daddy's car and mail it, together with 10 cents in cash or coin, to Captain Equinox Decoder Tie, Drop City, Colorado. And now...
Captain Equinox!
You need pranks. Yes, you do, Jefferson County. You need pranked. Owned. You need it bad. You keep living in a way which is dangerous. Well, here's one more I got to play. I can't. It's cop time now. We got cops.
1 foot fighter 22, 1 foot fighter 22.
Him?
Come in, please.
Who's him? A nobody.
1 foot fighter 22, 1 foot fighter 22.
Just a cop.
Come in, please.
His name's Coolzip. Checked his Lieutenant Random, Coolzip, XPD. And he's been on the force so long, he looks like a 57-year-old potato in a trick suit.
1 foot fighter 22. One housewife 45, one housewife 45. This is one daddy 57.
He's forgotten at home, and he runs his siren just for company, but he's a crumpled kind of hero to his wife.
This is one housewife 45, I'm reading you, dear. Reading you, sir, reading you, one daddy 57.
Where in hell's 1 foot fighter 22?
Locating, I have a 36B location.
Okay, hook it up.
I am hooking.
What is she saying? He's a tough guy with television dreams who's in a fight to keep this street quiet. His street.
It's 1 foot fighter 22. Foot fighter 22.
This is one daddy 57. Where the hell are you? State your position.
My position is vertical. Position of chopper horizontal. I have a suspect of obelisk at corner of police and eat the street.
That's serious. I tell you, Far Side Theater is classic audio, classic radio. I wanted to tell you a story tonight, and I may not talk too much more. I'm sort of bored with trying to talk to you people, especially since you don't respond. Area code 646-716-8652, and now I'm going to tell you about the hole on the hill. It was a diner. It's no longer there. Like so many small businesses in rural Kansas, it was up. It lasted for a while, and I think it might have gotten, like so many, maybe a front page coverage when the business opened, and then you don't. Then it disappears after a few years, and you don't really know that it closes. You didn't really know that it closed. The Hole on the Hill. That's not the real name of it, and I'm not going to use real names. You guess where I'm talking about. I know if you live in Jefferson County, at least north of Jefferson County, you know where the hole on the hill used to be. That's what it was called. It was a diner. It had a rather unusual horseshoe bar, coffee bar, where you could sit. The chairs were almost uncomfortably short, the stools. It was a really traditional setup. It had a nice layout. I mean, it was a horseshoe bar, maybe 12, 15 feet long at the most. And in the center, the waitress or the waiter or whoever, the service people could come in and serve the coffee all the way around and reach to the different people by walking inside the horseshoe bar. And I discovered the place when I first moved here back in, when was it? It was, well, I've been about 2000, 1999, 2000. And the damnedest place you ever been to, because they didn't serve that great of food. The coffee was lousy, but it was a great meeting place. You could go in, and that's how I learned about North Jefferson County. That was the beginning of my education. And if you go in there in the mornings or the mid-afternoons, or if the weather was bad, people don't have a lot of things to do outside, so they go to the coffee bar all over the county in different places. But the one I'm talking about, Hole on the Hill, was a spot that I would go to, and I got to know all these old guys, and I learned almost all of them are dead now. This was almost, 10, 20 years ago. And these guys and gals, there were several women older women that would come in, and they're unfortunately gone too, most of them. Excuse me. And you'd learn about local politics. You'd learn about the who's who. It was gossip. It was mixed with fact, mixed with anecdotal histories of the county and of the – I learned a lot. But there's this one guy who's on city council, and he seemed to be the most open-minded. I mean, I went in there flaming liberal on purpose. Outsider, moved into the county 20 years ago, and basically would go in there with the one goal of stirring up trouble, political, social, any kind of trouble for fun. And it worked. And that's how I got to know a lot of these people at the Hole on the Hill coffee bar, restaurant. So I had a good time with these people, and there's this one guy, he was on the local city council, and he was one among, there was a sizable minority who would agree with certain things I'd bring up, subjects, whether it be President Obama, I think it was Obama, it was during Gulf War II. That's when it was immediately in the aftermath of 9/11, and we were obviously the catastrophe of the invasion of Iraq, and then the widening of the so-called global war on terrorism. So I used that, and I was opposed to that. I mean, I didn't mind bombing the hell out of Bin Laden and Tora Bora in Afghanistan, but I would use that, but all the rest of it was just junk. I mean, it was just a huge waste. It ruined our country economically. So I'd take that in as a ball and whatever latest news article and talk with these old guys, and there was a sizable minority who agreed that it was a goddamn waste of time. So I would visit with him, and I got to know this one particular guy, one of them who occasionally agreed with what I was talking about. And he was a local big shot. You know, he's on the city council, little village, but he's a big fish in a little pond type guy. And he would get the coffee bar, the horseshoe bar, coffee bar, excited talking about killing squirrels there in the town and cats. Now, I'm not a big animal lover, but I sort of like, why, you know, maybe the cat was your neighbor's cat. Harold, let's just call him Harold. That's not his real name. Maybe that's your neighbor's cat you shoot. Do you think that's right? You shouldn't shoot your neighbor's cat. It's just a big deal. The cat goes across your yard or something. And the squirrels. Why do you want to do that? Well, Harold was a nice guy. And everybody had a good laugh about it when I would stick up for the squirrels and the cats. Feral cats. So they would say, well, they're wild. They're just wild cats. The town's got too many cats. The town's got too many squirrels. And I was like, well, what do they do? I mean, the cats wander around. The squirrels, you know, live on the nuts. You ought to be happy you got nut trees in your town. Why don't you, you know, just let them be? You know, and I would sort of try to piss them off, piss the guys at the bar off, you know, on the coffee. And I'd say, you know, maybe you're thinking too much like how we got in. We're getting into this war in the Middle East. We're making this thing bigger than it needed to be. You know, and it's getting out of control. This is 19 years later, maybe 18. We're well into the war, you know. The GWAT, the Global War on Terrorism. What a joke. Anyhow, it's a sick, bloody, horrible joke. But, and I said, maybe the way you look at these cats and squirrels, maybe that's the problem. You know, militarily, how we treat the world. And that got all kinds of conversation. Well, Harold, being the big shot in a little pond, he said, well, and this went on for days, you know, for 15, maybe 10, 15 minutes every morning or afternoon. I'd come in there for, you know, just a cup of coffee and a short visit, maybe 30 minutes at the most. And everyone else, it's that way. It's a rotating bar. People come in, have a cup of coffee, maybe a Coke, and then they leave. And they listen into the conversation, maybe get involved in it. And Harold finally boiled it down to a consensus for everybody in the diner. Well, the squirrels and the cats get on our cars and trucks, and they make them dirty with paw prints. That's why we shoot them. And I was like, why would... That's not a kid. And I point out, Harold, you don't even drive your car in this town. You ride around on an electric cart, you know, like you see at Walmart, listeners, you know. You would ride around this little town in an electric cart. With a flag, a big red flag on a pole on the back of his electric cart. And I said, why do you care if they get on your car? You don't even drive it. I couldn't believe it. So I summed up from that experience that they just couldn't get it. You know, they were having a lot of fun with me, more fun with me than I was having fun with them. I couldn't quite figure it out. So it's a slow night, I guess, Sunday. I'll be back next Saturday. I'm going to put on a special New World Notes that I think, you know, I need cheering up. And I think this will cheer you up. This is Kenneth Dowse. And we're going to run over a little bit, a couple minutes into the next hour. But Kenneth Dowse, a professor of English, I think he might be retired now, out in Hartford, Connecticut. And he has produced this show called New World Notes for years. And he's got a great sense of humor. So I thought of Harold, and I thought I'd think of you, the voters out there. You probably could use some fun. You really could. I think you could. Here, Kenneth Doust, professor.
Hi, this is Ken. On Election Day 2012, our... Hi, this is Ken. On Election Day 2012, our show featured the Fire Sign Theater, with a sketch of theirs somewhat related to an election. Today is as big a bummer as Election 2012 was, and twice as weird. The wisest course would be to hear the Fire Sign Theater show again. God Save the Republic, What's Left of It, and Here We Go. Welcome to New World Notes. And who is your host?
Melanie Haber.
Melanie Haber.
You may remember her as Audrey Farber.
Audrey Farber?
Susan Underhill?
Susan Underhill?
How about Betty Jo Bielowski?
Betty Jo Bielowski. I hadn't heard that name since college. Everyone knew her as Nancy.
And with that gag, we mark the passing of Peter Bergman and celebrate what he added to American life. He and three others who together gave us the Fire Sign Theater. Peter Bergman, Phil Austin, Philip Proctor, and David Osman created the Fire Sign Theater in the mid-1960s. Their subject was American life and American culture, including American politics. They stressed the absurdity of our culture. They especially stressed how much our perception of reality is twisted by cliches from our omnipresent commercial media. Our presidential campaigns just embody the whole bizarre spectacle of American culture that the Fire Sign Theater points out. Today we'll hear parts of their 1970 recording, Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. There's an election in here, too, and Porgy Tirebiter's father, Adolf, is running for either dog killer or people's commissioner. Here's the plot, such as it is. Late at night, retired actor George Leroy Tirebiter is changing TV channels. He sees snippets of televangelist programs and game shows, commercials galore, and two old movies starring him, playing simultaneously on two different channels. One is a war movie, Parallel Hell. The other is a comedy about all-American teenagers, High School Madness. Of course, one movie blends into the other, and both blend into reality. And we have a beautiful critique of American corporate-controlled culture, politics, justice, education, and military adventures abroad. Without further ado, let's see what's on the tube.
The Howl of the Wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
He's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping up at Pop's sodium shop to trim a red with red hair. Doopy-doo-ah, Porgy, firefighter. Just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by Election Day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Oh, Porgy! Oh, my, Porgy!
You're coming, Mother.
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Oh, bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, sir.
Oh, hot dog, road cakes again. Heavy on the 30-weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Aw, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Well, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're unnatural.
Don't wolf your food.
Oh, there's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my 2 tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Aw, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
That's in the rumble seat. You want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody at Moore Science High is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Golly, Mudhead. Don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P.
Thank you, fellow kids.
Quiet.
In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you, I am recalling the words of the founder of Moore Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands. Knowledge for the people. He said, give them a light, and they'll follow it anywhere. We think that is a fair and a wise guy rule to be guided by.
What is reality?
And we're not afraid of it, are we?
Eat it!
You bet.
Eat it raw!
Raw, raw, raw. That's the spirits we have here. Okay, So come on, kids. Line up, sign up, and re-enlist today. Because we need more schooling, for more students, for more science high. Thank you.
So you see, Mudhead, it's like the pooper said. With counter-subversive educational priorities the way they are, well, it really helps our side to re-enlist.
Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, hell no. Right after I graduate, I'm going to cut the soles off my shoes, sit in a tree, and learn to play the flute.
Hey, look, Porgy!
Watch it!
Where are you going to graduate from?
Holy Mudhead Mackerel! More Science High! It's disappeared!
Computer accepts your thing, removes the reality.
Technical difficulties are preventing the continuation of tonight's Fox Howl feature, High School Madness. We are working on the problem.
Shoes for industry. Shoes for the dead. Shoes for industry.
Hi, I'm Joe Beats. Hey, what chance does a returning deceased war veteran have for that good-paying job, more sugar, and the free mule you've been dreaming of? Well, think it over. Then take off your shoes. Now you can see how increased spending opportunities means harder work for everyone. And more of it, too. So do your part today, Joe. Join with millions of your neighbors and turn in your shoes.
For industry.
Well, then, Juju B. Forgy, it looks like a wasteland. There's nothing left but the flagpole.
I don't know what to say, Mudhead.
Hi, Mudhead.
Oh, hi, Bottle.
I know who did this. It was those bullies at Carmen and Martin High School. That's who.
Oh, come on, Bottles. We don't know who did it.
Oh,
yes.
I have a very good idea.
Hey, Forgy. Porgy, you're a white man. You've got to help us.
Yeah, Porgy.
What?
Yeah, right.
What do you think?
Yeah,
what do you think we ought to? What
speak
do you
English,
think we
Alvarado.
Should do?
Yeah. What do you think, Porgy?
Well,
yeah.
Gee, I don't think we should jump to any conclusions
hey,
or take a.
Hey, Porgy. Hey, Porgy. Think about poops on the radio. Turn the car radio. Poops on.
Okay. Well, gather around, kids. Stay on camera. We'll all listen together.
All of us want to know, just as much as I want to know. Who's responsible?
Communist Martin High School.
And until we do, I must make my dirty duty clean, clear, and announce the suspendering of the upcoming graduating exercises.
Oh, no.
Which aren't taking place.
I'm never going to get out
but
of here.
Don't worry. Your food, housing, insecurity will be guaranteed by your Department of Redundancy Department. And the Natural Guard.
Hey, they're going to surround us.
And remember, trust reppers will be persecuted. So please stay where you are. Don't move. And don't panic. Don't take off your shoes. Jobs is on the way.
Golly.
Thank you. Now, here's a
hold
record
it.
That I think...
Hey, hold it
really
down,
did.
Kids. Hold it down. Don't get excited.
Who's excited?
Listen, the only way we're going to get the school back is us. I've got a really swell idea.
I'm sorry, we have lost the picture portion of our pitch mission. However, we will continue with the sound.
That's why he's so mean. Oh, well, yes. Well, what else happened in history today, Hugh?
In history, Patty, well, today, of course, is the 38th of Cunegonda. And on this day in 1938 B.C., Mr. George Antrobus invented the wheel.
And just in time.
And in 1889, the Peace of Humus broke out, ending the Hundred Years' War against the cows.
Yep.
And last year, Patty, you and the viewers will be interested in noting that the world ended.
As we know it, Hugh.
You're darn tootin', Patty.
I sure am.
Say, who was born today?
Nobody, Hugh.
I mean in history, Patty, before they changed the water.
Hey. Hey, Sarge.
Yeah?
How long have Pico and Alvarado been out on patrol?
Since 1400.
Jeez, that's 2,000 years.
I hope they can find their way back. I'm getting hungry.
Hit the dirt! Look out!
Was that one of ours?
Yeah. Beans. Last of the beans. I'm so tired of Chinese food.
Hey, Sergeant Medensky, come over here. We got a problem.
Yeah? What is it, Lieutenant Tirebiter?
Silverberg here won't go over Pork Chop Hill.
Killing pigs ain't kosher,
oh,
Sarge.
Canned a wise lip, Silverberg. None of us ain't going nowhere until that patrol gets back.
Talk.
Personally, I'm worried about Pico and Alvarado.
Well, don't make a career out of it.
Don't let it get to you, Lieutenant.
I'm all right, Medensky. Listen. Those good boys found their way out of East L.A. They can find their way back into this Goop Valley, right?
Sarge, something's moving out in the woods.
Where?
At Sector N.
Okay, give them the password, Sarge.
Yeah, I better disguise my voice. Hey, Joe! Who won a second of World War? You so smart!
Not responsible! Park and lock it!
Hey, it's okay, sir. That's Pico and Alvarado.
All right.
Come on in, boys.
Hey, don't run into trenches.
Hiya, guys.
Ah! Oh! Watch out for that entrenching tool.
All right, stand easy, men.
Head me up.
How was it out there?
Weird. We've been shooting reds and yellows all day.
Oh, boy, am I sleepy.
What about the gooks?
Bad news, Lieutenant. There are gooks all around here.
They live here, Lieutenant. They got women and pigs and gardens and everything.
I was talking to this one little gook.
That's well, Corporal Kidd, but we got orders to surround these little gooks.
That'll be easy, Lieutenant. There's millions of them on all three sides of us.
That means we got those little gooks right where we want them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and tonight's the planting moon. Several one of them is going to be out waiting in the paddies.
Me too.
Hey, this sounds like a perfect setup. What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
What are we going to do, Lieutenant? What are we going to do, Lieutenant?
All right. Men, we're going to deploy at 0800.
Check.
Recon all LOM sectors.
Check.
Bring up the 455s.
Pull.
Locate our fire perimeters.
Bonk.
Make a clean sweep. Flush out the enemy and...
What's that, sir?
Sir, Lieutenant, excuse me, sir. What are we going to do, man?
Yeah, after we flush them out.
We're going to lock and load, Private. And we're going to go out there and...
Hey, man, what are we going to do, man?
Ettrix with Nurse Warren. Don't you remember what I told you at the lake last summer?
Gee, Dad.
Will the real Dr. Fetterman please report to neurosurgery immediately?
Dad, I told you I was sorry then, and I'm sorry now.
Does Peggy know that?
Who's Peggy?
We'll return to The Painful Threshold. After this message.
And if you've just tuned in and are wondering what is going on, New World Notes is playing Parts of a Critique of American Culture by the Fire Sign Theater. In part, it's about Americans' confusion of real life with the phony images and cliché stories from the mass media. And that seemed to be a pretty good way to mark Election Day 2012. We'll pick up with the movie on TV, High School Madness. Porgy, Mudhead, and their girlfriend, Bottles, have found their missing high school. It's been disassembled and stored inside the rival Communist Martyrs High School. This leads to the arrest and trial of Porgy Tirebiter, which gets thoroughly confused with the court-martial of Lieutenant Tirebiter in the other movie on the other channel. We now return to our feature.
Mudhead. We found it.
Our old alma mater. It's been taken apart and stacked up and labeled.
This has never happened to any other high school ever before.
Hey, Porgy.
What?
Look at this sick thing over here.
What's that?
I don't know. It's got a label, though. I'll read it. 11478 Mural Auditorium, right rear. Heroic struggle of the little guys to finish the mural.
That's ours, all right. I guess we got them red-handed.
Yeah, here's a
red-handed. Listen, I'm just going to take this along for evidence, and
hold
we'll go...
Hold it right there, boys!
Mr. Tirebiter!
Dad!
Dad, sir, to you, son. I'm People's Commissioner Tirebiter now, and nobody's sweetheart.
You must have won the election, Dad.
Right, son. Now I am the people. And the people, us, wants me to tell them, it, just what you're doing with your hands in number 35729, comma, shorts, comma, one pair blue gym, comma, W/protector worn by Barbara Bobo.
Oh! I'd like to take one, too, Dad.
Scared, son? Don't be. I love you at times like this.
I know, Dad, but how can you be an... I mean, I still don't see how you can be my defense lawyer and the people's prosecutor all at the same time.
Easy, son. This way I can personally see that you're persecuted to the full extent of the laws.
That's my dad.
George Leroy Tyler.
firefighter, please take the stand.
Does he mean me?
Now stand tall, Porge. There's no...
This is a line of Indians leaving Rancho Malario to make room for you. Here's the beautiful Trail of Tears golf course.
This is Carolyn Presky. You've sold out. Now let's see just what you bought on this, your third day on Hawaiian Sellout. Bob, what's Miss Presky's heap so far?
Right, Jack. So far, a complete broken set of color bars for Mrs. B's new home, some leveled mountain skis and water rollers for that fun-filled open season, an unattached grid-fired stand-up reheater with a smoke window, and now...
300 full pounds of Chef Antoine's Southern Fried Glimpse, toasted to gold perfection, cubed, reheated, and reserved to water before you're ready, Miss B. And the inside, well, look at that. It's just as lovely. Two shelves for none are needed. And look at that. Close the door and the light stays on. Well, how do you feel, Miss Presky? Ah, well, you can afford it now, love. But like the good book says, there are bigger deals to come.
Was that the line you took, Lieutenant?
I can't.
Oh, go ahead. You have to answer this one.
I can't remember.
Calm down, my boy. Our entire defense rests on you not...
Major, kindly instruct your client to stop acting, and you could take a couple of lessons in military toughness yourself.
Listen, everything went black.
General, I must insist this man is in no condition to replay that.
Well, I can see that, Major. Will the recording sergeant read the scene back to him?
Yes, sir. Alvarado, sir, what are we going to do, man? Matetsky, take it easy, Lieutenant. Tirebiter, we're going to go out there and cut. I can't say it. I'm sorry, but I... Zip, beep.
Can you remember now, Lieutenant?
Surrogate General Klein, sir. When I signed my contract with you, I fully intended to fulfill its terms with honor, sir. But you never told me I had to go out there and kill anybody.
Lieutenant, we will not tolerate the use of prohibited language in this courts-martials. The accursed will be advised of the absence of his rights under the secret code of military toughness and will act accordingly.
Oh, gee whiz, I'm sorry.
I suppose it's we parents should be sorry, Judge. We failed somewhere. We didn't raise this boy to use language like that.
It's not our fault anymore, Mr. Prosecutor. Call the next witness.
What do you think I ought to call him, Judge?
I don't know. We don't have a name for him. He never went to school.
Well, then, the people calls to the stand, you.
Don't point at me, Daddy.
No, you, that's the second man from the rear over there. You, the man with no shoes.
Who, me?
You.
Mudhead? Oh, golly, yes.
You promise to covet property, propriety, plurality, surety, security, and not hurt the state? Say what?
What?
Take your stand.
Now then, Mr. Head.
Hi, Mr. Tirebiter. You know me.
Do you know the defendant?
Do I know Porgy?
And you spend all your free time with him?
Sure, except when he's in school.
So you don't go to school?
Heck no. I'm 30 years old.
But you were in school, weren't you?
Never.
And with your friend Porgy.
No.
Last night.
Oh, you mean commie martyrs.
Communist martyrs high school. Exactly.
Well, yeah, of course. Porgy had to find out where they were hiding more science, or he couldn't get out.
He admits it. He was trying to get out.
Isn't everybody?
Yes, to get out in times of declared emergency.
What emergency?
Well, there you are, Judge Poop. Youth here doesn't seem to know about the disappearance of the old school.
But that's what Porgy was looking for.
If you don't answer the question, young man, we're going to have to gag you.
What question?
Gag him.
Who was that lady I saw you with last night?
Oh, that was no lady. That was Bottles.
Bottles? I got so I'd drink anything. After that, I just couldn't seem to get off the stuff. My whole career went up in smoke. There was no way I could follow the scenario written by the people who pay for your wheelchairs, General.
Are you impugning, sir, that this uniform might be for sale? This uniform that bears the 3 stars that indicate my ratings? Bedecked with ribbons that represent every theater of war?
Who wore it last in our proud company? This full dress uniform, W-2565, seen in our finest hours, in ruthless combat, in dogfights over Broadway, and worn out, finally, here on this spot, in parallel hell. What is it worth? How much do I hear?
That's metaphysically absurd, man. How could I know what you hear?
I don't hear that.
$5.
I heard that. What do you think you're trying to do, Lieutenant? Buy your way out of these proceedings?
I am out, Klein. I don't like you. I don't want a part in what you're selling. And I'm walking out of your set.
You can't do that.
Watch me.
You'll never work in this town again, Tirebiter.
What town?
George, come back. Now, don't worry, Mr. Klein. Don't get mad. I'll bring him back. He's a good boy. A good boy gone bad. You move when you're told not to move. You take off your shoes to evade the men who are trying to protect you. You sneak into a forbidden sector after curfew, and you are caught with your hands up something they don't belong. My, my, my! Your friends at Commie Martyrs must be mighty proud of you.
Dad? I don't have any friends at Commie Martyrs.
Hey, I've never even seen anyone from there.
You're right, Mudhead. And now there's no room for anybody because it's all filled up with more science.
Where'd they go?
Yeah, where did all the kids go?
Well, they're in Korea.
On which side?
Look, I told you doing it here. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
I mean in whose movie?
This is no movie. This is real.
Which reel?
The last reel of this vintage motion picture, High School Madness. Lot number M-25, black and white, 35mm.
Oh, I see.
Now, who started at $5?
All right,
let's go
it was
to 25, 25, 25, 25, 25.
It's all a fake, Mudhead. They lied to me.
Hey, what do you mean, they?
50,
50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50,
you know, them.
Name three.
Well, there's the pooper and you. And me.
Hey, whose movie is this?
Yeah, it's nobody's now, Mudhead, because I'm getting out.
How are you going to do it, Porge?
I don't know.
How'd you get in here?
Darn, I don't remember.
Well, where were you before?
Before? Yeah.
Right.
I sold that.
So here's your last deal, Miss Kresge. Now, which would you rather do? Hit this over the head with a bag of sugar or beat out that rhythm on a drum?
Come on, love.
I'll take the bag.
You mean you're going to trade this 4-foot cube of 18-carat Swiss bullion and the snake knives, Mrs. Presky, all for that little bag?
Oh, yes, I want the bag.
Well, all right then, open it up.
Yes. Oh, what? Why, this is a bag of
but it's really great, Mrs. Presky.
And so ends the Election Day special edition of New World Notes. Selections from Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers by the Firesign Theater. The message we heard from them is as important now, 42 years later, as ever. Reality is not the same as the cliches of film and TV, despite the best efforts of the establishment, including presidential candidates, despite their best efforts to persuade us otherwise. For pretty pictures, more information, and an archive of our shows, head over to newworldnotes.blogspot.com. For New World Notes, this is Kenneth Doust, advising illegitimi non carborundum, may the best man win, and when you get to the polling booth, consider writing in the name George Leroy Tirebiter. We could all do a lot worse, and probably will. Peace.